mean only one thing. Carrie Wood, number 34, is going to join us thanks to the Illinois Department of Transportation. The walk-on music, Carrie Wood.
Love that.
How are we doing, guys?
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, but the Cubs made the playoffs.
They did. They snuck in. Are you feeling better yet?
Oh, it's been a very stressful season so far.
Well, it's been just stressful because I have such anticipation. So yesterday on Windy City Live, they're all going, and I'm like, hey,
no celebrating.
Shut up. Don't say anything yet. Let's act like we've been there before.
Totally normal,
right? Because we were there last season, and let's just see, cool, calm, confidence.
Well, hey, you promise me you do me a favor. One of the next two or two games away from we get the magic number of two for home field advantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you go to that clinching game and kind of celebrate, enjoy yourself before this thing starts?
That's great advice, Gary. He needs to let it out a little bit. Just come on. It's time.
I will enjoy myself when this thing is all over and they have won the World Series and people are in Wrigley Field acting a fool. Then I will relax. I can't relax until then. Hey, okay, let me ask you about that because you mentioned now home field advantage. That obviously, that's through the National League playoffs. But then when they get to the World Series, the American League gets the home field advantage because they won the All-Star game. I think this happens to be a major rip. But what is the difference there? Does it really make a difference?
Well, it goes back to that stupid rule we all voted on years ago. And I remember at the time we had a pretty good Cubs team. We voted on this, and I was like, listen, I'm voting no, because it's going to be 100 years since the Cubs have been in the World Series. We're finally going to get there, and we're going to lose home field advantage because of the All-Star game.
No,
so
very
prescient. Against the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And here we are. But we've got home field advantage throughout. Hopefully, here in a couple of days, and you know, you put you in a good spot. But it's a huge, especially in a town like Chicago. Honestly, any baseball city this time of year. If you're in the postseason, it's going to be, you know, with the exception of Atlanta. Sometimes they don't show up till the third or the second round. They're so used to being in the postseason. But it's going to be, they're exciting cities. It's going to be obviously home field advantage is a huge thing.
Kerry, right now for the wild card race in the National League, it's a three-way tie between the Mets, Giants, and Cardinals. Sort of pick your poison there. The Cubs will play the winner of the wild card game. Of those three, who do you think the Cubs match up best against?
Well, I mean, like I said before, I don't like the Syndergaard. I don't like the DeGrom matchup. You get those two guys, anything can happen. Anything can happen in a short series anyways, but you've also got Cueto and Samardzija that could get hot there. You're going up against two solid arms of both of those teams. Not that St. Louis doesn't have those arms, but I feel a little more comfortable against St. Louis. But how about St. Louis right now? They're tied with, 10 or 11 games left, and they've got a three-game series against the Cubs. They got Jake going for number 18, Hamill going for number 16, and Lester going for number 19. So their backs are kind of up against the wall here going into this.
And a quick note, DeGrom actually out for the year, Kerry. I don't know if you saw that. He's having surgery on the nerve in his elbow, so he's done. So that takes a little piece out of the puzzle for the Mets.
Yeah, it makes me feel a lot better about the Mets. When did that happen? I should probably pay attention.
Yesterday, that news. he was expected back over the weekend, and then they decided, he's too precious of an arm to even mess around with it. They're going to remove a nerve from his pitching elbow.
Oh,
so
God.
He's done for the year.
Sounds terrible.
Nice, easy, simple operation for Jacob DeGrom.
Well, didn't you have elbow surgery, didn't you?
I did, yeah. They just moved my nerve. I got to keep it, but they moved it.
How's your foot, Kerry? Is your foot okay?
Foot's doing great, yeah. I've been playing golf and getting around on it. So
do you put spikes on the cast? Is that how you do it?
No. Cast is off. I'm good. I get the screw out. I think the second week of October, I get the big screw out, and I'm ready to roll.
Yeah, have you shown personal. That picture to more people of your foot in the 90 degree angle from where it should be?
I think at this point, everyone's seen it.
Good. Thankfully.
Right. It's like a Kim Kardashian sex tape. We've all seen it.
Big deal. No big deal.
I've already seen it. But Ray J, wow. All right, let's talk about this. I want to go back to this issue. How seriously significant is not having home field advantage in the World Series?
Well, listen, I mean, these guys are used to playing in these games. By the time you get to the World Series, you played in meaningful, loud stadiums to get there, throughout the postseason. Obviously, you would love to have home field advantage. It's a huge advantage. But either way, you've got to win some games on the road in the postseason, and to get a chance to get to the World Series, you're going to have to win some games on the road. So, I think it's a big deal if it's yours, and if it's not, you have to look at it as like we've got to win those games anyway. So it doesn't matter. But you get into a place like Wrigley, and I guarantee you, it makes a difference. So. It'd be nice to have it, so hopefully we can either change that rule or start winning some All-Star games.
You mean change that rule between now and October?
No. I feel like we're going to see. Here you go again, Ro. We're talking about down the road.
All right.
We're in the playoffs every year for a long time.
All right, fine.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just very nervous. I don't know if you've noticed that about me. I
can't tell.
This isn't the year for that. Speaking of nervousness, though, I saw Chris Bryant asked about the home run race, and his answer was just priceless because he's like, I don't watch TV. I don't really watch sports. I just go home and I watch Netflix, which I think speaks to the mind of somebody who's pretty relaxed. It's amazing.
Well, listen, these guys, I mean, they come to work and they work hard and they do what they're supposed to do, and they go out and they play and they do it and they live it. And I was the same way, really. I didn't read the paper. I didn't go home and watch highlights. I didn't watch a whole lot of SportsCenter. More of that when I went to the American League because, you get to the field a little bit earlier, the TV's on and you check the highlights. And, in the morning at Wrigley, you get there, you have breakfast, you go out for BP, and then, it's time to start getting ready for the day game. So I wasn't a big watcher of that stuff either. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's exactly one of these guys that relaxed. There's no pressure. They're not getting all wrapped up in it. They're just going to work every day, and they're all in a good spot right now.
Yeah, so a little Netflix and chill, huh? That's
what it's doing. Well, ladies,
Chris Bryant, Netflix and chill.
It's a tip to the younger kids. If you Netflix and chill increases your chances of potentially becoming an MVP someday. Just throwing that out there for the youngsters out there.
I don't know. They say that's not good for you. I don't know how that goes. I don't know how that actually works.
Kerry, have you ever seen something like this? You have two legitimate MVP contenders and two legitimate Cy Young candidates in John Lester and Hendricks, and then the MVP side, Bryant and Rizzo. I mean, can you just put in perspective what this team's doing individually and obviously collectively?
We're probably all spoiled because we're so used to it this year and even parts of last year, what these guys have been able to do. I've never seen that. I've never seen two MVP candidates and two potential Cy Young Award winners on the same squad. And, and just looking at our pitchers, we've got four guys with 15-plus wins. And three of those four guys have sub-3 ERAs. It's just the stuff this team is doing is just unheard of. And Ro knows they're going to keep it going.
Do you hear what you're doing here? You're listening to yourself.
It's helping him.
We couldn't possibly lose this thing. Look at all the guys we got. Stop it!
I feel like we as a fan base, Ro, we have to help turn around that negative energy and just talk like it's happening.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. It's sort of like fish your wish, right? Like, Make it all come true. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try that right now.
Three W's away from 100, Ro. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Since 1935.
I know. How about that? How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Back-to-back 92-plus win seasons. You got this. I mean, it really, when I sit there, and that's the thing that amazes me. I look at my ESPN app every day, and I look at the standings, and I look where all these other teams are. You mentioned Atlanta, right? Atlanta's won 61 games. This year, right? The Cubs have won almost twice as many games as Atlanta.
Unbelievable.
It's hard to believe. The fortunes have changed so much. And I'm glad to see, the Giants obviously have had a really great product on the field for, more than a decade now. I'm kind of glad to see the Mets back in it because I loved that rivalry. And I'm going to say it. Watch me work here. I kind of want to see the Cubs get even with the Mets for last year, and I think they can now. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're saying, but now DeGrom being out, maybe that's good. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to see Samardzija for some reason because I'm afraid there's something about that worries me. We know when guys come in when it happened even with you, Kerry Wood.
Yeah.
I never like to see a guy who was a Cubs superstar come back into Wrigley Field because they seem to know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Although, when I came back, it worked out well for the Cubbies.
Yes. Well, that's it. Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up. How's your foot? All right. All right, we're gonna take a break for another week, and then next week we'll be talking about the home field advantage,
mm-hmm. playoff roster,
the playoff roster, yeah. And
maybe some Pedro Strop back. I think he's going to be back with the team tomorrow, so maybe he'll start throwing and get him some games and get him back on track before the playoffs start.
By the way, right now, listen to this. Look at this, Carrie.
What do you have?
You know, Carrie, you and I are hanging out the week after next. We got a pair of tickets to the Chicago Sun-Times playoff party at Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse on October 4th at 11:30 a.m. I'm emceeing a celebration in honor of our Northsiders, featuring a discussion with Kid Carey here, Carey Wood, Sun-Times columnists. And the ticket includes general admission, lunch, and two drinks. That's which, by the way, is not going to hold most of the people in that room, would be my guess. Join the party. Get your tickets at suntimes.com/playoffsparty. Caller number 34.
Nice.
34.
Nice.
Rips us off for that pair right now. 312-981-7200. All right.
Great stuff.
Okay, now we've known about this for a week, but he's just now announcing it because he had to say it was a playoff party. He wasn't quite sure yet.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. They could have lost 19 in a row. They could. Hey, I'm old enough. You were born in 1977. I was born in 1964. My first memory of my beloved Cubs was my father trying to hang himself in the shower because of the September of 1969. Oh, and the black cat, the whole deal. All right. Carrie,
it explains a lot. It does explain a lot.
Carrie's calling.
Helps with the whole picture here. Fill it out.
Carrie is calling his agent right now going, get me out of that deal on October 4th.
Never.
Book something else, please. I'll sign some autographs.
All right. Carrie Wood brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation right here on 720 WGN. Thank you very much,
Carrie.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. There he goes. Baseball editor of the Rocon Show with Anna DeBlantis, Carrie Wood.
And the night after that party is when the Cubs will know who they're playing in the NLDS. The NL wildcard game's the 5th, AL wildcard game the 4th. Just a little tidbit I'd throw your way, Ro.
I like that.
So
October 4th, you said, right, is the party. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the AL wildcard and the NL wildcard is just the night after. So, again, it's either going to be the Cardinals, Giants, or Mets, Ro. That'll be your NLDS matchup for your Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that the Washington Senators. See, I'm going back to 1969 all over again.
Your head's there. It's just bringing you back.
You know, the Washington Senators. I understand they're going to get a colored player. You know what?
Oh, God.
What's going on there, Grandpa?
The Nationals. Yeah, they're a good team.
The Nationals are a very good team. The Nationals. Yes. I mean, you know, no one's talking about them.
They're sort of under the radar. I don't know why. They have the second-best record in the NL, which is, you know, it's not saying little because when you have the second-best record, you're behind the Cubs, who have 97 wins. Nobody's even close to them. So the Nationals, good pitching, good hitting. They're a good, strong team overall. So the other NLDS matchup will likely be the Dodgers and the Nationals. So if the Cubs advance, it'll be one of those two.
Okay. I don't want to.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to get ahead, bro. Sorry. Apologize.
You're stressing him out, Kevin.
Violetta's got the WGN Drive Travel spots right now.